For those who are visiting this morning, we're delighted to have you here, and I should introduce myself. I'm Father Michael Long. I'm not Dr. Stephen Tomlinson. For the, you and the regulars might have missed that because they were looking up here for him. Stephen texted me yesterday morning to say that he had a relapse of his COVID that he had tested negative for last week. And so that's why he's in our prayers this morning. We're sorry he can't be with us, and we send greetings to him. I'm sure he's online. I'm going to tell you something I've told you before, and I tell you that so that you won't think that I forgot and I'm just telling you again. This is on purpose. Our friends Kurt and Nancy Olson had a poster in their seminary room, those cement block dorms that we lived in, if you will, married student housing, it was called. A poster about that big, and it was a woodcut of in those sepia tones that many woodcuts are. It was a preacher standing in profile like this, with his hand out like that, his mouth wide open. And all of the rest of the poster is filled with this word over and over again. Words. It went, words, 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 everywhere. That image comes back to me from time to time to think about how bound we are, how blessed we are, and how bound we are by words. It's the only way we have of communicating. I know you're thinking art, sunset, sunrise, all of that. But when we begin to comment on it, we use words, this language that we've inherited. Even people who cannot speak use sign language, which in some ways seems more eloquent because it draws on concepts more than just simple words. But we're dependent upon them. We're dependent upon words to describe that which cannot be described in words. This morning, driving over, I was listening to morning prayer and I heard something that wasn't said. It was Psalm 148, and I was sure I heard the line, "And the greatness of the Lord is without limitation." Well, I looked up Psalm 48 because I was listening on a podcast I listened to. And I looked up Psalm 148. It's not there, but that's what I heard. And that's what we use our words to try to describe. This greatness of God that is beyond our ability to speak about, to capture with our minds. This God that created everything that is, from before everything, which even the scientists can't explain. And I have great love for the scientists. The Big Bang, I'm all together with that theory. But before the Big Bang, God was. And was is even their limitation of word. God always is, from before time. What we celebrate today really is primarily about God, not about us, secondarily about us. It's about this moving, creative, undefinable, impossible for us to capture in words, force that was before all things, created all of us, all that is around us, coming into the world, coming into the world as one of us. I love the fact that the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, came into the world through the flesh of his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's the beginning of that story of Jesus. The beginning of his earthly time with us, both end and beginning, the resurrection, is witnessed in all of the Gospels by a woman or women first. that brackets our welcoming God into our world, into our cosmos, into our lives. And it's, I think, in spite of many of the writers of Scripture, a wonderful counterbalance to all of the he, him, his language with which we speak about God and things divine. And we should always remember that. On this day, we talk about and celebrate the power of that limitless greatness of God to overcome that which looks ultimate in our eyes. That words we use in the Creed, born of the Virgin Mary, descended to the dead, we say in the Apostles' Creed, rose on the third day, are words that point to something beyond our ability to even imagine. And this is the time of year when I think about this sort of paradox within me as a priest. I lean theologically liberal, sometimes heterodox, sometimes unorthodox, sometimes pretty skeptical. So there's that. But what moves me the most in the church is the church's wonderful liturgy that we have received from all of those who've gone before us. Coming into the darkened church last night, the darkness of death, with one candle to light our way, to use elements that try to take us beyond mere words. At baptism, we use water and oil. In this Holy Eucharist, this sacred meal, we use simple elements of bread and wine and water to lift us beyond the constraints of words. And this day is the ultimate of that. That God not only entered into our life as human beings, not only experienced the real, please understand, the really dead death of us human beings. And the only words we have to describe what happened next is that he rose from the dead. He conquered all of our conceptions about what the limits of being are. I said we're secondary. Our part is secondary today, but it's a part that matters to us a lot. Because by this resurrection, we're invited into that limitless, eternal life made manifest in Jesus, that we might carry that within us, carry it to others, and be filled with gratitude for the great goodness of God who has created us and sustains us and raises us to new life. And all of that we try to encapsulate in these words, and you can answer me. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.